This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR.
G'day and welcome to Metal to Metal, Metalheads Radio. Local, national and international news, interviews and latest new releases brought to you by MPR, Manawatu People's Radio. G'day and welcome to Manawatu Metal, Metalheads Radio. This week we're going to be looking at the Down family tree, I guess, a little bit. We're going to be looking at the band Down. We'll look at some Pantera, and we will look at I Hate God. We're actually going to kick off with I Hate God. The main reason is I picked up an LP of theirs today and was like, oh yes, I love these guys. So we're going to play some stuff from them, and then for the second section we'll play some Down, and then we will finish off with some Pantera, and then the final section will be our Kiwi section as per usual. But first off, here we go, we're going to have some I Hate God. We're going to kick off first with Depress, and then My Name Is God, I Hate You. We'll be right back. Metal to Metal, Metalheads Radio, proudly brought to you by NPR, Metal to People's Radio. carrying on with some more I Hate God. Now, they came to New Zealand, but sadly, I didn't get to go to their show. I have seen Kirk Weinstein when he was here with the band Down, which we'll be playing a little bit later. It would have been absolutely brilliant. I did interview him. I think I've interviewed him twice now. I'll have to look back in the archives, but I've at least interviewed him once, I know that for a fact. So here we go, we're going to have two more tracks, Self-Medication Blues and Take As Needed for Pain.
Yeah.
Manawatu Metal Heads Radio, proudly brought to you by NPR Manawatu People's Radio.
Listen, dead boss, and I'm
And to finish off this section, we've got one last track from I Hate God with the track Anxiety Hangover. Now, I have changed my mind, I believe, and we're going to actually play some Crowbar a little bit later as well, that being another one of Kirk Weinstein's projects. So we'll carry on with that a little bit later on. But first off, here's Anxiety Hangover from I Hate God. Enjoy.
Thank you.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app.
G'day and welcome to Metal to Metal, Metalheads Radio. Local, national and international news, interviews and the latest new releases brought to you by NPR, Metal of Two Peoples Radio. Back in the day, Kirk Weinstein was also part of the Down Project, which was Phil Anselmo from Pantera's other band that he had for a while there. They're still in existence, and they play every now and then. They played here in New Zealand supporting Heaven and Hell, which was an absolutely amazing show. They've also played a few times their own separate gigs. We're going to kick off with the first track that they released as part of their first album, which was Nola. That's the track Temptation's Wings, and then we'll have the track Hail the Leaf. Metal to Metal, Metalheads Radio, proudly brought to you by NPR, Metal to Peoples Radio.
We'll be right back.
There was a bit of time between drinks, so to speak, before they released their second album, which was just as good. And we're going to play two tracks from that now. We're going to play first off my favourite track from the album, Stained Glass Cross. And then we're going to play the track Learning From This Mistake. Learning From This Mistake sort of really started to show some of the blues aspect and I guess what you'd call the NOLA sound that they were trying to go for at that point. Absolutely brilliant. Metalheads Radio, proudly brought to you by NPR, Metal to People's Radio.
I've come so close, it's almost hard to believe. When you're up close, it blinds you brilliantly. Your life forever.
Stay.
And to finish off the down section, we're going to play two more tracks. The tracks On March, The Saints, and In the Thrall of It All. This came off their third album, Over the Under. And after that, they started to release EPs. This was sort of the last of their full album sort of cycle thing that was going on. So here we go with On March, The Saints, and In the Thrall of It All. Radio, proudly brought to you by NPR, Metal to People's Radio.
Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.
G'day and welcome to Metal to Metal, Metalheads Radio. Local, national and international news, interviews and the latest new releases brought to you by NPR, Metal of Two Peoples Radio. For a lot of people, finding these bands such as Down and I Hate God came through the discovery of Pantera, who sort of blew up on the scene way back in the 90s there. And they were quite different to what everybody else had heard, and their levels of aggression were just off the charts, plus Dimebag's guitar style was just unbelievable, and they really did create quite a stir. And their albums, as they progressed, got heavier and darker, and for a lot of people, that sort of it was hard to say what they thought. For me, I really liked their early stuff. They sort of had a mismatch in the middle there, and they finished on a high note. Well, sadly, it was with Dimebag passing, but that was the end of Pantera once and for all. They're reunited with two members, with Rex Brown and Phil, alongside Charlie from Anthrax and Zakk Wylde on guitar, replacing Dimebag. I've seen some of the stuff. I'm in two minds. I mean, like, some people rave about it. I can't quite just get past the fact that it's not Dimebag. Nobody could play it as well as Zakk, and I guess he's the only person that could replace him, and that was how I always felt right from way back when Dimebag passed. But it just doesn't quite feel right to me at this point. But, you know, if they came down to New Zealand, I would definitely be there to support Phil, because I love Phil and the Pantera legacy. So we're going to kick off what for a lot of people was what they first heard, which was the track Cowboys from Hell, and my favourite track off that album, Medicine Man. We'll be right back. Metalheads Radio, proudly brought to you by NPR, Metal to People's Radio. Their second album, Vulgar Display of Power, sort of took it up to the next level of aggression and brutality, as some would say. The previous album was still quite... it was still quite hard, rocky, although it was metal. It just didn't have the same aggression that the Vulgar Display had, and the next album, Far Beyond Driven, was just like completely another level up again, and it took it to an even darker place. But for me, the first two albums were always where it was at. I do remember hearing Vulgar and going, wow, this is quite a change. Once I gave it a proper listen, I fell in love with it. And so now we're going to feature two tracks from there. We're going both in contrast. The first one is Mouth for War, which kicks off the album, and then Hollow, which I think Hollow has far more significance now than it did when they wrote it and were playing it live. And you just need to ask Phil on how he feels about this. I think that he would have a lot to say. We'll be right back. Metal to Metal, Metalheads Radio, proudly brought to you by MPR, Metal to People's Radio. And to finish off the Pantera section, we're going to do something off the Reinventing the Steel, which was essentially their last album. And by this time, they'd sort of gone back to a much more groovier sound, which they'd started with. Phil was off the drugs and had cleaned himself up a bit, and they were a lot lighter, so to speak. This track is definitely one of my favourite tracks from all of their history, and that is the track Revolution Is My Name.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
G'day and welcome to Metal to Metal, Metalheads Radio. Local, national and international news, interviews and the latest new releases brought to you by NPR, Manawatu People's Radio. Okay, for this last section, instead of doing the Kiwi section, I've decided to carry on with what we were doing, and I'm going to play what I'm going to loosely call The Family. So first off, we're going to play something from Kirk Weinstein's solo album, and he obviously is where we kicked off with I Hate God, and his track Enemy in Disguise. Then we're going to go into something from the Damage Plan, which was Dimebag and Vinnie Paul's first band when they left Pantera, and the track Newfound Power. We'll be right back. Manawatu Metal, Metalheads Radio, proudly brought to you by MPR, Manawatu People's Radio. Kirk Weinstein's history goes back. He was originally in the band Crowbar, which I believe is where it all started. And so we're going to play something from them, from their first album, and this is the track Isolation and Desperation. And then we're going to play something from another Phil project, from the band Superjoint Ritual, which was one of his first bands he did while he was after he left Pantera, and the track It Takes No Guts. We'll be right back. Metalheads Radio, proudly brought to you by NPR Metal and Two Peoples Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you hide it? Can you fake it?
And to finish it all off, we're going to have something from Dimebag's last band that he was in, the band Hell Yeah, and the track, the title track from that album, Hell Yeah, that was their first album, and then we're going to do something, play something that he did, that they, the Abbott Brothers did, with the Cowboys singer, and the track Cowboys Do More Dope. Metalheads Radio, proudly brought to you by NPR, Metal and Two Peoples Radio. We'll be right back.
You'll have to get down off them towers.